Hello and welcome to this edition of the Talking Data Podcast. I'm Ed Burns from Search Business Analytics, and as always, I'm joined by my partner Jack Vaughn from Search Data Management. The two of us recently attended the Big Data Innovation Summit in Boston, and we got some pretty interesting perspectives, I think, on all kinds of topics ranging from data science to data engineering and how they're impacting business operations today. One of the more interesting presentations the two of us attended was from Jeff Bedard, who's from NBC Universal. And he talked a lot about how the company's dealing with a pretty common business problem today, and that's digital disruption and how to stay relevant in this age of online media. And specifically, he talked about where Hadoop fits into that picture, or in some cases doesn't quite fit into the picture. So Jack, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you heard in the presentation and why you think it's important?
You know, we talk about big data and we talk about Hadoop, and we have to always remember, the drivers behind it, because it's a fair amount of upheaval underway. It's easier to point it out in some industries, but no matter what you're doing, you are seeing what's happening with digital commerce and with the digitization of the world, and what sometimes called digital disruption. In the case of a network, a TV network, which used to be three networks and the whole family watched them on Sunday night or whatever, and now, you know, so one of the members of the family is watching some cable show or YouTube show on one device, and there's a whole scattergun effect. And whereas, and this was alluded to by Jeffrey Pinard, who's a leader of a advanced advertising technology and engineering at NBC Universal Media, LLC, and he just painted an interesting story of Nielsen ratings used to be the be-all and end-all. They created a little number. I think there was a little meter on the TVs that became the magic number. And, of course, not to simplify historical broadcasting advertising industry, but that was how things worked. They worked around that metaphor. And now it's sort of all over the place, and there's all information that NBC is getting about your viewing habits, because you're viewing on a computer, are quite different and also very important to advertisers. And so as a result, let's look at Hadoop, although he had some interesting points of view on that topic.
Yeah, that's right. So he talked about how they kind of started out on Hadoop, but pretty quickly realized they wanted to be in the cloud, but that had some limitations as well. The driving force behind going to the cloud was greater resources. You can spin up as many clusters as you need right when you need them, whereas you can't do that when you're doing on-premises Hadoop. But that sounded like it wasn't really the perfect solution to the problem that he was looking for. So what else have they hit on to try to stay relevant and take care of this advertising problem?
Well, if you're a Hadoop hater, you probably went there into his session with a lot of enthusiasm, because the title of the session was "The Elephant Not in the Room." The Hadoop mascot is an elephant. That's what he was referring to. He did say he loved Hadoop. He'd worked in it in advertising agencies building out big systems. He could see, with all the data coming in, and of course with his colleagues that in the data engineering team, that they were going to have some big scale out issues. So what they needed was bigger and bigger distributed frameworks, and with the idea to go to the cloud. And this is, he was pretty pointed in saying that historically NBC has been an on-premise data center type of company. And but looking at Hadoop in the cloud, and he mentioned what it gives you, they had unbounded requirements, and you can go to the cloud and be boundless. But he mentioned, he said, you might have to get your checkbook out to deal with boundless bills, too. This is not an exact quote. That was the general idea. And a lot of it had to do with Hadoop running on disks. It was built for disk drive era. And spinning disks cost money. I'm just going to take a breather. So what he did, I think it's fair to say, and others might say, is in the spirit of Hadoop, which is he and his team came up with a combination that involves Spark rather than MapReduce, that involves Parquet, which is Apache standard for columnar data, and runs on S3. He wouldn't say S3 is cheap, but it's less expensive in comparison to the HDFS that's at the heart of the original Hadoop. And so this allows elasticity to spin up jobs as they're needed and not to pay for systems that you're not using. I know my colleague Craig Stedman is working on a story along these lines, and what the issue we're seeing is the one thing people don't want to do is to buy hardware, to buy computing, for the worst case scenario, for the worest moment. And these days, they just feel like computers sitting around not doing anything are not good. And actually, that wasn't that big a deal when Hadoop was first mentioned. So the move to the cloud and to different ways of expensing IT is affecting Hadoop. And it was interesting to see that innovative way in which Pinard and his colleagues were dealing with the issue of big data and disruption and using an interesting collection of software components to accomplish that.
So a lot of this discussion revolves around data infrastructure, which is an interesting topic, obviously. So where do data engineers come into the whole discussion around setting up this kind of data infrastructure?
Well, data engineers build out data infrastructure, and we mentioned that in a more recent podcast that you and I did for Search Business Analytics that also talked about this big data innovation conference. The message is that what makes it engineering is they still have a lot to figure out, and it is a lot of moving parts, and it enables data science. It also enables the disrupting company, the small new company, to compete with big companies. And as in the case of the presentation we saw in NBC, Universal Media, it allows them to respond and to move into the next era of quote-unquote broadcasting.
Well, certainly a lot to chew on there, and I think that we're going to probably be coming back to this topic a lot in future podcasts, especially as this whole trend of digital disruption continues and more businesses start to look at whether or not their investment in Hadoop on-premises is really worth it, or if there are cloud options that might be able to carry at least some of the load. So I'm sure we'll revisit this topic soon. But so until then, thank you to all of our listeners for joining us on this edition of the Talking Data Podcast.